Penguin Audio presents Apt Pupil by Stephen King, read by Frank Muller.
1. He looked like the total all-American kid as he pedaled his 26-inch Schwinn with ape-hanger handlebars up the residential suburban street, and that's just what he was. Todd Bowden, 13 years old, 5 feet 8 and a healthy 140 pounds, hair the color of ripe corn, blue eyes, white, even teeth, lightly tanned skin, marred by not even the first shadow of adolescent acne. He was smiling a summer vacation smile as he pedaled through the sun and shade not too far from his own house. He looked like the kind of kid who might have a paper route, and as a matter of fact, he did. He delivered the Santo Donato Clarion. He also looked like the kind of kid who might sell greeting cards for premiums, and he had done that, too. They were the kind that come with your name printed inside. Jack and Mary Burke, or Don and Sally, or the Murchisons. He looked like the kind of boy who might whistle while he worked, and he often did so. He whistled quite prettily, in fact. His dad was an architectural engineer who made $40,000 a year. His mom had majored in French in college and had met Todd's father when he desperately needed a tutor. She typed manuscripts in her spare time. She had kept all of Todd's old school report cards in a folder. Her favorite was his final fourth grade card, on which Mrs. Upshaw had scratched, "Todd is an extremely apt pupil." He was, too. Straight A's and B's all the way up the line. If he'd done any better, straight A's, for example, his friends might have begun to think he was weird. Now he brought his bike to a halt in front of 963 Claremont Street and stepped off it. The house was a small bungalow set discreetly back on its lot.